offseason pushes on, you can go ahead and cross mandatory minicamp off the list, as you can see behind us. It's over. Broncos players are done for the week here at Dove Valley with Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall, going to give you guys some takeaways that we all saw out here during minicamp. We were standing out here for all three practices. I usually start with Mace, going to start today with Phil. And Phil, you saw some guys taking advantage of the absence of another.
Yeah, Demaryius Thomas not here this week for the mandatory minicamp. Not mandatory for him, though, because he has not signed his franchise tag tender yet. So it's okay for him to miss this week, just like he's missed all the other practices this offseason. But what that created was some more reps for some of the other guys. Talked to Jordan Norwood on Thursday. He said that his knee feels good, and he's looking to compete for a spot. He was pretty close last year. He was making a pretty good impression last year. So the wide receiver position, kind of interesting to me, and especially seeing how they continue to work on their timing with Peyton Manning and all the footwork and everything that goes on with Peyton Manning being under center.
Mace, you usually talk about the O-line. You said you're going to have an O-line note for every single day of training camp. Look for that. But you're going to give some other guys some pub who stood out to you this week.
Yeah, start with Capri Bibbs on the offensive side of the ball. Really looks good behind that zone blocking base scheme. The way he has the sharp cuts fits well behind that. It's very similar to what he did at Colorado State. Elsewhere in the offensive backfield, Trevor Siemian hasn't done teamwork yet, but did do some 7-on-7 reps. I think his accuracy is getting better, and he said his footwork is getting better as he recovers from the torn ACL. He expects to be full go at training camp. Defensive side, Josh Bush, he was added to the 53-man roster late last season. He seemed to be around the ball, getting takeaways almost every day, and he had some takeaways in the OTA days that we saw earlier in this offseason, so he's having a good run. And then on special teams, Carl Schmitz, he's competing for the job at punter with Britton Colquitt. Of course, Schmitz can also do kickoffs, but what impresses me about him is how easy and fluid it seems. You know, I was watching him on Thursday, and he's cranking out 55, 60-yard punts, and there's very little effort. Didn't seem like he was really straining to have those kind of kicks. Really fluid, really impressive to see. And because he can do kickoffs, I think he's going to provide some good competition this summer. Remember, the Broncos, Joe DiCamillo, special teams coach, only want to keep three guys between long snapper, punter, and kicker. So somebody is going to do kickoffs. Could be a punter, could be the kicker. We'll see. It's going to depend on who it is.
Yeah, Coach DiCamillo made it clear that is the goal. Identify one for each spot. That's the goal that they want to get through and get to when the regular season arrives and they have to carve out that 53-man roster. Me personally, I'm going to bring it back to the offensive and defensive lines. You got to think about this. For 8 weeks now, these guys have been coached, whether in the classroom or out here in the field, by coaches like Clancy Barone and Bill Kolar. Now, these guys are intense. For those of you coming out to training camp, you will see exactly how intense Coach Barone and Coach Kolar are. Add on top of that and the fact that you have a mix of rotation in that line that we've talked about. You have guys fighting for spots. And defensively, you have guys who are trying to learn a completely new scheme that they've been used to when they were here before. I think once camp arrives, you're going to see some good old-fashioned violence along the line. You're going to see violent hands. You're going to see guys trying to earn those spots. You're going to see a lot of guys who just can't wait to hit something.
Those pads. Put the pads on.
Yeah, put the pads on. Guys who want to hit something after they've spent this much time just learning scheme and kind of going up against themselves during individual drills or at half speed when they have been in team and one-on-ones. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing. We saw just kind of a taste of what it might be like during minicamp, and all of us are looking forward. I know the players certainly are too, of getting closer to the start of training camp. That's going to do it for this mini camp wrap. For Andrew, for Phil, I'm Chris. Plenty more coverage of what happened this week on DenverBroncos.com.